I traced the fact, and others were kind of familiar with the fact that it might be an Alec bill, but I went ahead and did the research and kind of showed that it looks like Pennsylvania Act 13, which was called the gag order bill, which like kind of silenced citizens who may have been harmed by fracking with not being, their doctors are not able to talk about these cases in courts. And on top of that, basically the key that would that showed that it was a model bill was the zoning anti-zoning regulations that said that zoning is a hindrance to the industry. So local democracy should not exist in terms of zoning. So citizens don't have a right to say, well, you can frack here, but not here. That those rights were gotten rid of in Pennsylvania. That's Act 13. But it also, that bill has passed in other states, or has been tried to attempt to be passed in other states, such as Colorado, Texas, and other states. So it's pretty obvious if you see that things are spreading in many states that it could be a model bill. Basically, it was an ALEC model bill that was passed in the late 2000s, which means that it was an oil and gas industry bill written by oil and gas industry lobbyists and pushed at an ALEC meeting and passed, and it became a model. So what happened was this summer, Pennsylvania Act 13 was ruled unconstitutional by the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court, which is an interesting, it's actually kind of interesting that it happened given that Pennsylvania, like we talked about, has been so corrupted by the oil and gas industry and that there's so much money from the oil and gas industry flowing into Pennsylvania state legislature. So maybe there's something to be said about a slightly independent judiciary.